This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to deliver consistent messages when managing difficult conversations as a team of leaders. The frameworks that keep your leadership team aligned when the pressure is highest. In short, when a leadership team handles difficult conversations without agreed structure, staff hear different things from different leaders, and trust erodes fast. A consistent messages framework solves this before the conversation begins. Align on the core message, speaking roles, and response strategy before walking in. Use one of five practical frameworks depending on the nature of the conversation. Debrief every time to close gaps before they harden into conflicting signals. Definition: a consistent messages framework is a shared structure that a leadership team agrees on before entering a difficult conversation. It specifies what will be said, who will say it, and how the group will respond to challenge, so every leader communicates from the same position throughout the conversation. Picture this. A senior manager and her HR partner sit down with an employee to address a pattern of behavior that has damaged the team. The manager leads with the facts. The HR partner, feeling the silence in the room, softens the message to ease the tension. The employee walks out believing the issue is not that serious. 2 weeks later, nothing has changed. The manager is frustrated, the HR partner is confused, and the employee has every right to say, "But no one told me it was urgent." Delivering consistent messages when managing difficult conversations as a team is one of the hardest communication challenges in any organization. Not because the facts are complicated, because pressure changes people. Under stress, good leaders default to their natural instincts, and those instincts are often different from each other. One goes hard, one goes soft, one goes quiet. Without a shared framework to hold the team together, that difference becomes a crack that the other person will, consciously or not, walk straight through. These frameworks do not script away your humanity. They give you structure so your humanity does not become the problem. Why leadership teams fracture under conversational pressure. A single leader in a difficult conversation can prepare thoroughly, control their tone, and hold their position. A team of two or three leaders is a different challenge entirely. Each person brings their own threshold for discomfort, their own instinct about how hard to push, and their own relationship with the person on the other side of the table. When one leader has a closer relationship with the employee, they tend to protect them. When one leader is more risk-averse, they tend to retreat. When one leader feels personally blamed for the situation, they tend to deflect. None of this is bad character. It is human nature meeting pressure without a plan. The result is mixed messages. The employee receives different signals from different people in the same room. They do not know what to believe, what the real expectation is, or what the consequence of non-compliance will be. And that confusion is not their fault. It is a structural failure on your part. Before you explore how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy, your team must first agree on what you are collectively trying to say. Five frameworks for keeping leadership teams aligned in hard conversations. Framework 1. The pre-brief and debrief model. What it is? A two-part structure built around the conversation itself. The pre-brief is a short alignment meeting before the conversation. The debrief is a review immediately after. What it is designed for? Any difficult conversation involving two or more leaders, where message consistency is critical and the stakes are high enough to warrant preparation time. How it works. Number 1. Pre-brief. State the core message in one sentence. Every person in the room must be able to say it. Not a paragraph, not a summary. One sentence. We are here because the behavior described in this document must stop by the end of this month. Number 2. Assign speaking roles. Who leads? Who supports? Who handles emotion if it escalates? Decide before you walk in. Number 3. Agree on what is not open for negotiation. Be honest with each other about where you have flexibility and where you do not. Number 4. Debrief within 30 minutes. What landed? What created confusion? Did anyone go off script? Why? What do you do differently next time? When to use it? Use this whenever two or more leaders are in the conversation together. When not to use it? If there is no time to pre-brief, it may be better to have one leader conduct the conversation alone than to have two leaders improvising in different directions. Quick example. Two department heads meet with a project manager whose missed deadlines are affecting the business. In their pre-brief, they agree the message is, Three missed deadlines in 6 weeks is not acceptable, and we need a clear improvement plan by Friday. Both know this is non-negotiable. One leads, one listens and takes notes. In the debrief, they note that one of them softened the Friday deadline to as soon as possible. They correct this in a follow-up email sent jointly that same afternoon. Eamon's note. Most teams skip the debrief because they are relieved the conversation is over. That is exactly when you need it most. What you do not review, you repeat. Framework 2. The one voice, one position system. What it is? A protocol where one designated leader carries the message, and all other leaders in the room reinforce rather than expand or contradict. What it is designed for? High-stakes conversations, where divergence carries the greatest risk, including terminations, formal performance reviews, and disciplinary meetings. How it works. Number 1. Designate a single spokesperson before the meeting. This person delivers the core message, handles the main dialogue, and signals what others should contribute. Number 2. All other leaders listen actively and take notes. Their body language must match the message being delivered. If the spokesperson is firm, they are firm. If the spokesperson pauses to listen, they pause and listen. Number 3. Others speak only to reinforce or to add a specific fact. They do not interpret, soften, or expand the position without agreement. Number 4. If challenged, the spokesperson holds the position. Others can nod or confirm. They do not renegotiate independently. When to use it? Terminations, disciplinary meetings, or any situation where ambiguity would be harmful. When not to use it? Collaborative conversations, problem-solving sessions, or situations where you genuinely want multiple perspectives on the table. Our unmet needs drive team conflict is a good example of a situation that calls for more open dialogue, not a single spokesperson. Quick example. An HR director and a line manager are informing an employee that their role is being made redundant. The HR director leads. The line manager sits to her left, nodding when appropriate, and speaks only to confirm dates and process steps when asked. The employee addresses most questions to the line manager, who has the closer relationship. The line manager responds to logistical questions, but redirects anything substantive back to the HR director. The message stays intact. Eamon's note. This feels unnatural to most managers because they believe staying silent means abandoning a colleague. It does not. It means trusting the plan you both agreed to. Framework 3. The shared language protocol. What it is? A set of agreed phrases and terms that all leaders use before, during, and after the conversation, so the message does not shift depending on who is speaking. What it is designed for? Situations where a message needs to be communicated repeatedly across multiple conversations, or where the leadership team must speak to the same issue across different settings. How it works. Number 1. Identify the 3 or 4 key phrases that carry the message. Write them down. Agree on them word for word. This is not about being robotic. It is about preventing semantic drift. Number 2. Agree on what not to say. Some phrases invite misinterpretation. Identify them and remove them from every leader's vocabulary for this situation. Number 3. Use the same framing when discussing the issue externally. If other team members ask about the situation, every leader says the same thing. This is something we address directly, and we expect improvement. Number 4. Review the language after each use. If someone used a phrase that created confusion, replace it before the next conversation. When to use it? When the same message will be delivered by different leaders at different times, or when a sensitive situation requires precision across the whole team. When not to use it? One-off conversations with no external ripple effect. Quick example. 3 regional managers must each address a policy change with their separate teams. They meet in advance and agree. This change is effective from the 1st of next month. It applies to everyone, and the reason is operational efficiency. All 3 use this framing. When employees compare notes between teams, the message is consistent. Trust holds. Eamon's note. I have watched well-meaning leaders undo months of work by using different words to describe the same decision. Language is not decoration. It is the decision itself, made audible. Framework 4. The deal alignment check. What it is? A 4-step shared preparation tool that ensures every leader enters the conversation with the same understanding of the situation, the desired outcome, and the agreed approach. What it is designed for? Complex, difficult conversations where the situation involves multiple contributing factors, competing interpretations, or emotional history between the parties. How it works. Number 1. D. Define the issue together. Before the conversation, every leader states the issue in their own words. If the definitions differ, you are not ready to work in. Reconcile them now. Number 2. E. Establish the desired outcome. What does success look like at the end of this conversation? Write it down. Everyone must be aiming at the same destination. Number 3. A. Agree on the approach. How direct will you be? How much space will you give the other person to respond? What will you do if they become defensive? Number 4. L. Limit divergence triggers. Identify the moments most likely to cause a leader to go off script. Plan for them explicitly. You can apply this preparation model alongside the DEAL method itself, which is covered in depth in how to use the DEAL method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy. When to use it. Emotionally charged or historically complex situations where preparation depth matters more than speed. When not to use it. Quick, low-stakes conversations where over-preparation creates more anxiety than the situation warrants. Quick example. Two leaders must address a long-running interpersonal conflict between two staff members. In their DEAL check, they discover one leader believes the conflict is resolvable while the other has already decided one person should be moved. They address this disagreement privately and reach a shared position before the meeting. Without that check, the conversation would have pulled in two directions from the first sentence. Eamon's note. The most important conversation in any difficult situation is the one you have with your fellow leaders before you walk into the room. Framework 5. The escalation ladder. What it is. A pre-agreed map of how the conversation will escalate if the other person pushes back, denies, or becomes hostile, with each leader knowing their role at each level. What it is designed for. Conversations where resistance is expected and the team must hold a clear position under sustained pressure. How it works. Number 1. Level 1. State the position calmly. The lead spokesperson delivers the message. Tone is neutral and direct. Number 2. Level 2. Acknowledge resistance. Restate the position. If the person pushes back, acknowledge what they have said without conceding. I hear that you see it differently. Our position remains the same. Number 3. Level 3. Introduce consequences. If resistance continues, the second leader enters the conversation to state the formal implications. This is agreed in advance. The second leader does not improvise. Number 4. Level 4. Pause and reconvene. If the conversation becomes unproductive, one leader calls a formal pause. I think we should stop here and reconvene tomorrow with written documentation. Both leaders leave together. For situations where tension is escalating rapidly in a meeting setting, the guidance in how to de-escalate arguments during meetings complements this ladder well. When to use it. Formal disciplinary conversations, conflict resolution sessions, or any conversation where the other person has a history of derailing the process. When not to use it. Exploratory conversations, coaching sessions, or situations where the other person is genuinely distressed and needs support rather than structure. Quick example. A leadership team addresses an employee who has previously denied any wrongdoing despite documented evidence. They pre-brief using the escalation ladder. The employee again denies the pattern at level 1. At level 2, the lead calmly restates the evidence. When the employee becomes aggressive, the second leader moves to level 3 and states the formal consequences. The conversation stays on track because each leader knew exactly when and how to step in. Eamon's note. Under pressure, people do not rise to the level of their intentions. They fall to the level of their preparation. This ladder is that preparation. Choosing the right framework for the situation. Not every difficult conversation calls for the same structure. Here is a quick reference to help your team decide. Situation best framework. Two leaders in any difficult conversation pre-brief and debrief model. Termination or formal disciplinary meeting one voice, one position system. Same message delivered across multiple teams shared language protocol. Complex situation with competing interpretations deal alignment check. Resistance or hostility expected escalation ladder. Conflict between colleagues in a meeting escalation ladder plus pre-brief. For most multi-leader conversations, the pre-brief and debrief model is the foundation. You build the other frameworks on top of it. The shared language protocol is often layered inside the one voice system. The deal alignment check is most valuable when your own team is not yet unified on the situation itself. If you're handling conflicts between two colleagues directly, how to handle conflict during meetings gives you a strong companion framework for the meeting room itself. Where leadership teams go wrong in difficult conversations. These are the three errors I have seen most consistently over 60 years of watching leaders try to hold a line together. Number 1. Skipping the pre-brief because time is short. This is the most common failure. 15 minutes of preparation prevents 2 weeks of confusion. If you do not have 15 minutes, you do not have an aligned team. You have individuals improvising in the same room. Number 2. Letting compassion override consistency in the moment. One leader sees the other person struggling and softens the message without warning. Their intention is kind. The result is a crack in the team's position that the other person will remember and use. The fix is to agree in advance on where compassion lies in the conversation and where it does not. You can be warm and firm at the same time, but that requires a plan, not a reflex. Number 3. Failing to debrief before the other person has processed the conversation. If your team delivers a difficult message on a Friday and does not debrief until Monday, 3 things will have happened over the weekend. The employee will have talked to colleagues, different leaders will have been approached informally with questions, and the message will have fractured. Debrief within that hour. This is not optional. How to use the deal method to diffuse tension between 2 colleagues who refuse to cooperate shows what happens when these fractures are left unaddressed. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books They Write Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building fluency as a leadership team over time. You will not master these frameworks in one conversation. That is not a criticism. It is the nature of any real skill. The goal for your first 3 months is simply to use one framework consistently and debrief every time without exception. Start with a pre-brief and debrief model. It costs almost nothing in time, and it builds the habit of shared preparation. Once that is natural, add the shared language protocol for situations involving multiple teams. Build from there. How leaders adapt their voice to different audiences is worth reading alongside this process, because adapting your individual voice is a separate skill from aligning it with colleagues. After 6 months of consistent practice, your team should be able to pre-brief in 5 minutes because the framework is already in your shared muscle memory. That is the goal, not perfection in the first conversation. Fluency through repetition. Frequently asked questions. What is a consistent messages framework for difficult conversations? A consistent messages framework is a shared structure that a leadership team agrees on before entering a difficult conversation. It aligns what each leader will say, who will say it, and how the team will respond to pushback, so the conversation does not fracture under pressure. How do you keep a leadership team aligned during difficult conversations? Align your team before the conversation with a pre-brief that covers the core message, speaking roles, and agreed boundaries. During the conversation, one person leads while others reinforce. After, debrief together to close any gaps before they become mixed signals. Why do leadership teams send mixed messages in difficult conversations? Mixed messages usually happen because leaders have not agreed on the core position before walking in. Under pressure, each person defaults to their own framing, which creates contradictions. A shared framework prevents this by giving everyone the same structure to work from. When should a leadership team use a unified front in a difficult conversation? Use a unified front when the conversation involves a decision that affects the whole team, a performance issue with significant consequences, or a conflict where one person might try to split the group. Agreement in private is what makes consistency in public possible. What is the pre-brief and debrief model for leadership teams? The pre-brief and debrief model involves a structured preparation meeting before the difficult conversation and a review meeting immediately after. The pre-brief aligns message tone and role. The debrief identifies where the team diverged and repairs any gaps before they spread. How do you handle a difficult conversation when one leader breaks ranks? Pause the conversation calmly, acknowledge the point raised, and ask for a short break to confer privately. Never contradict a colleague in front of the other person. Address the misalignment privately and return with a unified position. Preparation reduces the chance of this happening. Here is what 60 years has taught me about delivering consistent messages in difficult conversations. The most important conversation you will have is the one with your fellow leaders before the meeting starts. Walk in aligned, and you give the other person the gift of clarity. Walk in divided, and no amount of good intention will save the message from fracturing under pressure. Prepare together, speak together, debrief together. That is how a team of leaders earns the trust that a single voice alone cannot. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.